The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rochester's new country with the B Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow, producer Hope, and Bailey Zimmerman is turning into you.
Are you saying I'm a trendsetter?
Yes, you are. Every morning when you get your coffee, listen to you and your frother over there. I never even knew about a frother till I experienced it with you. Bailey Zimmerman, his favorite beverage is chocolate milk. And he said his favorite gift was from his dad, a chocolate milk frother, so he can mix it properly. That was his biggest gift this holiday season. When I saw him in an interview showing it off, I'm like, he's turning into Hope. Oh my goodness.
I got one for Christmas too.
Did you really?
And I forgot I asked my daughter for one for Christmas, so I'd already bought myself one, and she was so mad when she came to my house. She was like, what is this? Because, you know, I was drinking the mushroom stuff in my coffee. Mm-hmm. And so they suggest you get a frother. So even though I've made fun of Hope for it, I now own two.
Didn't Celeste get a custom coffee maker that has a frother attachment too?
Yeah, and when she's doing it, it was a Keurig one with the frother arm that comes out. She goes, look what I got. Have you ever seen this? I'm like, yes, every morning I have experienced that. She goes, I can't wait. I just don't know how to clean it. I'm like, oh, you'll think of how to cleaning it. How about a cup of hot water? You put it in and there it goes. You're cleaning all the coffee off of it.
And don't you both feel like your life is just so much better since I've introduced you to this tool?
Not so much. Do you?
Only because I know what the buzzing is now. At first, I was like looking around.
I know.
Did a computer get unplugged? Is that my phone? What?
No, I really wish that I had a secret camera, because I purposely, the first time I used it on my first day last year, waited. I was like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to start it and watch the reactions. And I wish I had pictures of your faces, because you were both very confused.
Yeah.
Is it? I bet it's a fly. Did what a fly get in here?
Doing?
What's buzzing? Somebody give me a fly swatter. No, it's just her frother. But you are influencing others, even Bailey Zimmerman. TJ, you said you want to do some decluttering. Yeah. Is that working out? Because I actually saw on social a 90-90 system of decluttering. When you look at your closet and you're like, okay, what am I going to wear? What am I going to wear? They say, take clothes that you haven't worn in 90 days, move them over. Mm-hmm. Then look at those clothes. If you don't plan on wearing them in the next 90 days, that's a way to filter and declutter. Either donate them or maybe they're sold. Right. No one would want them. Trash them. So a 90-90 rule, maybe that could help you.
You know, all of this is great. I don't have a problem finding things to declutter. I have a spouse, and tell me if I am alone or not. I have a spouse that for some reason will pull something out of the garbage going, there's nothing wrong with it.
What?
Or pull a bag of donations out of the back of my car. We're not going to give, there's nothing wrong with this stuff. Right. That's why we're going to give it to someone who needs it and not us. I'm not kidding. Steve is the worst. He's always been. It's hard for him to part with things. And so what he doesn't understand is the clutter maybe in our home and in our garage and stuff is causing chaos in our brains and in our minds and in our life. So I go over this with him and he's like, yeah, I'm all for it. I'm like, okay, so you're on board with me. Yes, honey, let's do it. Let's declutter. I go through Liam's room. Get rid of the boy is almost 13. He doesn't need some toys in his closet anymore. I take those toys out, put them in a bag. I find that bag in the basement. I go, did you go into the bin in the garage and get that out of the garbage? And he was like, there's nothing wrong with those. Do you know he loved those? I go, we can't hang on to all of his childhood toys.
Wow.
So all he has very emotional attachment to odd things. So when you live with someone who's emotionally attached to stuff, you have to decide and hide is
decide
the strategy.
And hide.
Decide and hide. So you 90 and 90 may work for some, but mine is decide and hide.
Now, you had a basement flood about a year ago and had to get rid of a ton of stuff. Are you going to like plan like a basement flood to help him like get rid of things again.
That's so sad if I had to do that.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh no, the sump pump stopped working today. I can't believe all this stuff. My stuff magically was all upstairs, but all this other stuff, oh no.
We're going to get rid of it anyways.
I got a feeling we're going to become accomplices here. Yep.
Gonna get I'll the just text. Accidentally spill things on stuff.
Text, go pick it up outside quick before he brings it back in. All right,
we're on our way. Ixnay on the oysters. Pick up.